Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Gittin, and we are up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey. So we just mentioned in the last Mishnah that Gittin and Hashem and Shechurei Avadim are similar in that they both require Bifanei Nichtav u Bifanei Nechtam. So the Mishnah tells us as follows. Kol get sheyeshel av eid kuti pasul. Any shtar that has an eid kuti signed on it is pasul. The term get sometimes means a get isha, and sometimes it means shtar. For example, the ninth parak of Maseches Babasra is called Get Pashut. It's got nothing to do with Get Isha. It has nothing to do with Gittin in that sense. It only has to do with Shtaros. So it's a Shtar. So any Get over here also, it just means a Shtar. Any Shtar that has an aid who is a Kuti on it is a Pasul Shtar. A Kuti were the people who were in charge of Eretz Yisrael during the Bayis Rishon, and they converted to Judaism when there were Geri Arayos. They were attacked by lions, and that caused them to convert to Judaism. But they still never really bought in fully. So there's a machlokas tanaim, whether they have a din of Geri Emes or Geri Arayos, whether they have a din of Jewish people. So if a kuti is signed on a get, the get is pasul, meaning on a shtar, the shtar is pasul, chutz mikidin Hashem shechurei avadim, except for a get, what we call the get, and shechurei avadim, where even an aid kuti is going to be kosher, because the halacha is when it comes to a get isha or shechurei avadim, the two eidim have to sign together. So if the other guy is a regular kosher, a Jew, you can trust that he would not have signed unless he knew that the fellow that he was signing with was also a valid kosher, a Jew. So therefore you can trust the kuti, because he must have had information that this kuti is one of the good ones, and therefore you can trust him. So the Mishnah that goes on to tell us, Maisa Shehivi Lifnei Rav Gamliel Kfar Sinai. One time they brought in front of Rav Gamliel Kfar Sinai, Get Isha Vayed of Eide Kutim, a Get Isha, where both of the Eidim were Eide Kutim Vehichshir, and he was Machshirit. So Rav Gamliel says, whoa, it's not only that if one Eid is a Kuti that it's going to be Kasher, even if both Eidim are Kutim, it's going to be Kasher. Apparently, Kutim were careful about the Dinim of Get, and therefore you could trust them when it comes to the dinim of get. So maybe they weren't careful about all the other mitzvos, but there are some mitzvos that they were that they were extremely zahir in, and therefore you can trust them on these mitzvos. Kol ha'shtaros ha'olim bar kol shel goyim. Any shtaros that come out through a non-Jewish court, afal pi shechasmeim goyim, even though the signatures on them are goyim, ksheirim chutz megitin hashem shechurei avadim. They're all kosher except for a gitin hashem shechurei avadim, where it needs to be Jewish people that are signed on it, and it has to be dealt with by a Jewish Beis Din, because most of the time Mishtar is just some sort of agreement between two parties. So you could trust the secular authorities to document the agreements between two parties. But a Get Isha, Shechur Eved, that's a religious document that has a chalos, meaning a woman goes from being an Eishas Ish to not being an Eishas Ish, has significant Yichus-related impact. The same is true when it comes to an Eved, has significant yichus-related impact that needs to be dealt with, obviously, only by a Jewish court. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, af elu ksherin, even for Gittin Hashem and Shechurei Avadim, it's kosher as long as they were given to the wife or the Eved in front of two kosher Eidim, two Jewish Eidim, because Eidei Mesira Karti, and as long as you have Eidei Mesira, that's going to be good enough, even though the Eidei Chasima are not Jewish, because this Mishnah is assuming, like the Shita, that Eidim, Eidei Chasima are not the critical Eidim. By the Get, it's the Eidim Asira, it's the witnesses to the giving of the Get. They're only possible if they were done by a Hedyot, by people who are not professionals, who are not professional judges. But if it was done in a court of professional judges, even non-Jews, then it's going to be kosher. Moving on to Mishnah Vav. So the halacha is that the woman has to be kona the get. So usually it means that you put it in her hand. So the question is, can someone, or you put it in the hand of her shaliach, someone that she appointed as a shaliach. So the question is, what if she didn't appoint somebody as a shaliach? Can someone receive a get on her behalf? So Omer Tein Getz al Ishti Shashuch Rizal Avdi. Let's say someone says to a shaliach, give this get to my wife, or give the shtar shichru to my eved, if the husband decides that he wants to change his mind and he wants to back out of the shalich of having, you know, authorized that shalich, so he could still do that because the halacha is that the shliach that he gave it to did not acquire on behalf of the isha or on behalf of the eved, because there is a halacha that zachon l'adam shelo b'fanav. You can make a kinyan for somebody when they're not there if they haven't authorized you to do so. If it's a pure zuchus for them, if it's a pure benefit for them, but getting divorced is not a pure zuchus, and being freed is not a pure zuchus, and therefore without the isha or the eved authorizing this fellow to be kona the get shichru or the get for them, then they are not. They're not actually. Then it did not take effect yet, so the husband could still back out. Div Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's opinion. Chamomrim begitin ashem of lo b'shichru avadim. It's true that the husband is allowed to back out when it comes to a get, but when it comes to shichru eved, he's not allowed to back out. Levisha zachon adam shalom b'fanav, because you could always be zocha for a person when he's not there when the person's not there to authorize you. Vein chavon lo el b'fanav. It's only a chov that you're not allowed to do shalom b'fanav. So to get divorced, that's a chov. So we can't assume that this person is able to get divorced for the woman without her consent. But to be freed from avdus, that's a zechus. You can assume that he's allowed to do that on behalf of the eved. Shemirtza shalom lozim sabdo rashai. Why is it a zechus to go free? Because if the master doesn't want to support his eved, he could get away with that. No one's going to be able to force him to support the eved. But if a man decides he's not going to support his wife, he's not allowed to do that, and therefore it's always going to be a somewhat of a chov, at least, for a woman to get divorced, because she's going to lose out on support. So Amar lahem, Reb Meir said to the Chachamim, well, obviously you have to agree that if the eved is a kohen, that meaning the eved is the eved of a kohen, the master is a kohen, then it's a chov for the eved as well. That when you free an eved and you are a kohen, now the eved is not going to be able to eat truma. So you must agree that at least that is going to be considered a chov for the eved. And the chum said back, nah, it's not really a chov. Why is it that the eved is allowed to eat truma so long as he's owned by a kohen? Because he is a kinyan of the kohen. But no one wants to be the kinyan of somebody else. So, and then the Mishnah switches topics a little bit. Homer Tznu gets out the issue Shtar Shukhr Zalavdi. If someone says to a bunch of people, give this get to my wife, give this Shtar to my Evid, Vames, and then the guy dies, and it hasn't yet been delivered. So can you deliver it now? Lo Yitnu La'achar Misa. You're not allowed to give it after the person died, because once the husband or the master is dead, so there's no longer a get that can be delivered. But Tznu Manalish Ploni Vames. If a guy says, give $100, to this guy, and he hands the shliach $100, and then the giver dies, yitnu lachar misa, that you can give even after the person dies, because the chacham say that divrei shchiv mira are kiksuv nekum surin dami, that when a shchiv mira gives such instructions, someone on his deathbed gives such instructions, that's considered to be binding, and it's considered to be as if it were a formal act of kinyan, even though it's not really a formal act of kinyan. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, we said that any get that has an eid kuti on it is possible except for get isha and shichur eved, and they once brought a get isha that had eid kutim on it in front of Ram Gamliel, but Ram Gamliel said it was perfectly fine. And then we said that any shtaros that are produced by non-Jewish courts, even if the eidim are goyim, are kosher except for gitin hashem shichur evadim, and Rabbi Shimon thought even gitin hashem shichur evadim are going to be kosher, because as long as you have eidim asira, that's good enough. As long as it was done by a professional court. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that someone who instructs somebody else to give a get to his wife or a shtar shichur to his eved could still be chozer according to Reb Meir. But the Chum say, no, it depends. By a get he could be chozer because that's a chov for the woman. By a shichur he cannot be chozer because that's a zuchus for the eved to go free, and therefore the person who he gave it to was kona on behalf of the eved. So the reason it's considered a zuchus for the eved is because the eved is not losing anything by going free. The master doesn't even have to feed him when he still is an eved. So the Rameir said back to the chamim, well, you know, it's still somewhat of a chov for the eved. If the master is a kohen, he loses out on truma. And the chamim said back, nah, that's not really considered a chov that he loses out on truma. The only reason he was able to eat truma is because he is kinyano of the other guy, and no one wants to be the kinyan of someone else. And then we said that if a person tells a group of people, here, give this get to my wife, or this shtar shuch with my eved, and then the giver drops dead, they should not deliver it, because it cannot be delivered after he dies. But if he says, give $100 to so-and-so, and then he drops dead, then they should deliver it, because that can be delivered after he dies. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll pick up with the second parak of Maseches Gittin.